The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th Edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items. All right. So it takes its 3 damage, and
this is a tough slime.
It's a level 3 solo brute. So yes, has a lot of hit points.
Back door and underline the really.
Explanation point.
Really.
Really.
Put
spikes, we mean it.
Spikes around the stay out.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
You know, honestly, if they hadn't included the stay out, we probably would have
not been as interested.
It will do a double attack on the one that's got it marked, so Nathan's character.
Darn.
16 will miss, I'm sure. 21, I think, will barely.
That is his armor.
Is that his armor class right now? Okay. Well, it will hit him with that.
Wait, does he have a plus 5 AC?
Not anymore.
Just one.
He takes a mighty 8 points of damage plus 5 acid damage, save that. Plus an ongoing 5, so he takes 5 at the start of his turn.
How battered and bruised is Nathan right now?
He's going to be bloodied.
It is now Clark's turn.
Okay.
Clark, who's like, I'm not getting close to that one thing.
Nope.
7.
Clark's like, I'm going to stand back and poke it.
Pepper it.
From a distance.
Thank you.
Belda.
Does he do anything special when he's bloodied?
He whines. He makes up words. That's what he does.
Pretty much. I'm going to suspend a healing surge, and I miss it.
Okay, whiff. Okay, so Nathan, spend a healing surge, regains
11, and he is no longer bloodied.
He decides he's not bloodied anymore.
Yeah.
And it is his turn now, so.
So he rolls for the 5 and 17, so.
Roll the 17?
So he rolled a 17.
Yes, plus.
So he'll hit whatever.
5.
Well, no, that was his save.
Oh, his save. So he saves at the beginning of his turn.
Right, so he doesn't take the 5
damage. So he does not take any damage from the acid, and now it's his turn.
A plus 5 to hit and damage.
Does that include his things like Earth Shield
strike?
Yes.
Okay, that's what he's going to try.
Nice.
So 20.
That'll hit. That will hit.
That'll do.
7 plus whatever.
Plus 3.
Plus 5. It's plus 5 damage.
Oh, yeah. 15. Plus 5. So, 15.
The blue slime looks...
blue?
Blue and slimy and not happy. For I don't know if a blue slime can look upset, but it does.
It's like jello, it wiggles.
Yes, it's not wiggling in the, ouch.
Instead of good vibrations,
it's bad vibrations.
Good vibrations.
Belladonna.
I'm going to throw a rock at it. Back here. Throw another rock at it.
I'm going to throw a rock at it.
A I'm not moving.
Magic! Go magic! I throw a rock in.
21 versus reflex.
That'll hit it.
Use a different d8. More than a 2. Yes. 10 damage.
Okay.
Another 3 if he doesn't move.
Okay. Rogar, king of the hill people.
So, 15 poke it.
No.
You poke it, but you don't say anything. It jiggles.
And he's in the water, so he's like, I don't need something to wash it off. Carry on, Ezra.
It really is horrible. That's a 25.
Have you been trying to save against your weakened and dazed?
Yeah, she did last time, but not for the dog.
Bow.
I'm not important.
Oh.
That's only, 6. Me, it yes. Goes, ow. Dog, no.
Alright. Now the slime gets to go again. That does not regenerate, sadly. Oh, gosh. It'll try to smack Nathan with its... It's going to use double attack. It'll try to smack Nathan's character and try to smack Rogar. Probably missing Nathan with 17,
yes.
And probably missing Rogar with a 10.
He's thrashing about in the water too much.
But I'll be a jackass and spend a penny to see. A 21 versus AC.
Just maybe. I think I'll let you.
Okay, that's kind of you. Take 8 points of damage and 5 ongoing acid. Save ends. So it seems like you can't actually make any saving throws. It is now Clark's turn.
So angry.
She hits the right bubble.
He does hit the right bubble.
Yeah. Alright, what's his max damage?
9.
Alright. Ooh. Roll a d4.
1.
Alright. It takes one ability damage to a stat of your choice.
Strength?
No, charisma. Totally.
Alright. Belda.
How deep is the water in front of me? If I step into the water just off the side of the island, am I going to sink?
You will need to make swimming checks if you step off into the water. It's like the only place where it's shallow and like you can wade around is over here with the landing, the little beach over here. The rest of it is obviously this is a pit that's been dug.
For
the slime to live in. Because, you know, PETA came in and...
Slimes right, have feelings, too.
So you're jumping into the water?
What? No. I will sink like a rock. I may have been lucky with my jump check. That is a 19 to hit. And
that will hit.
Under, you get a healing surge.
That will hit it.
That is 12 points of damage.
It still lives!
I suppose it's dead yet.
It's Ragnar's turn.
This thing is before. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Does he have any daily stuff? That's not there. He used his encounter already.
Mm-hmm. Ow. All his daily stuff back here. It's like that's his daily power. Form of the piercing ram.
Well, since he's already bloodied, we'll save that for...
Save that for a rainy day.
Yeah. Save that for save the next
giant coup.
Save that for the next ooze.
All right. He he's going to attempt to strike the stone.
Whoa, I know Kung Fu.
Every time you guys say that, it throws me off.
Not by much.
20.
That'll hit.
Versus AC.
That'll hit.
Okay, so he does D10 plus 3. So, 9 points of damage. And he gets 5 temporary hit points.
Score! Belladonna, it is your turn now. The thing seems to be losing cohesion.
It's losing its color.
And most of it is spread around the room and on him.
Right. I'm continuing to cast lightning on him, and I got a 22.
Reflex.
Versus reflex? Oh, yeah, that'll hit.
Yes, versus reflex.
I'm going to laugh if reflex is like a 10.
And it does 10 points of damage. Did he take the 3 for the 3 damage for not moving last time?
Probably not.
Well,
he'll take it now.
He's going to get it again if he doesn't move.
All right. Rogar.
Are you
sure I can't start crying? I'll furious poke it because all I can really do is help people out because I'm not going to use my daily when I'm weakened. Fail.
Kiriona.
Someone pull the lizard out of the water.
I'll spend my action point.
How many times have I failed in a row now? 6?
There you go.
On the bright side, you're not taking damage from it.
No, now I am.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Plus 10. And see if my dog saves. No.
And 10 points of damage will just kill it.
Woo! Oh, it's dead! Oh.
Give me the giant stack.
So, we found your kryptonite. It's not green, it's blue.
The dog will eventually save.
And healing for everybody.
Everybody! Except for me, I wasn't hurt at all.
I'm gonna swallow you.
Just wait.
Alright, you're walking in the next giant pile of ooze. And I use commanding word on myself or inspiring word, and yeah, I'm fine.
Alright.
I'm going to loot whatever was in here.
Who was still swimming?
Nuh-uh.
No, I'm swimming.
If it's in the bottom of the water, it can stay there. Have you seen this water?
And she, like, looked down there, Staff of the Magi, and, like, God damn it. You guys leave the room. I'm like, oh, I guess no one wanted that Orb of Annihilation, that Sphere of Annihilation. Oh, well.
No, I don't. That can stay down there. Make a will save, or it comes towards you.
Ah! Or is it a Sphere of Annihilation, or is it a number bolt? Anyway. Those are my personal favorites. Anyway, I'm assuming you search...
Yes.
Through the stuff. The pile of leavings from the slime slime's past victims, plus a remnant of the possessions of the messengers, is gathered on a patch of land at the pool's center. This loot includes 157 silver pieces, 33 gold pieces, another orange potion, which you will figure is a potion of healing, a shield that is magical, and a wooden message cylinder.
Cool. Is there a message inside? Message cylinder, huh?
Today we brought in the ooze.
Within this wooden tube...
Oh god, it's eating my face.
No,
it's... It's blue! It's blue! within the wooden tube are 3 sheets of vellum.
Is there anything written on the sheets?
On one sheet... one sheet.
This is a magical tube of space saving. You have sheep in here. It's a pocket dimension. That's what it is.
Sweet.
On one sheet is a map that shows the location of the keep in regards to the town, as well as the road and various things. So it's sort of a rudimentary map of the area. the second sheet...
Another sheet contains the message says, "Remember, don't wet the nodule unless Calorel is not receptive to the offer. Then wet it only from a distance and then turn and run. Water will bring the creature out of its dormancy and it will consume anything it can reach." And the last sheet...
I think that's the oops.
The last sheet holds a letter written in the same hand as the previous message. "Greetings, Calorel. I have recently learned of your activity in the area and have an offer for you. During your time in this region, if you should capture any humanoids, we are eager to buy them. We have Dwergar alleys in Thunderspire in need of slave stock. If you are interested, send an envoy back to me. My messengers will show the way. It is signed Chief Crand of the Blood Reavers."
Did we all get healed, by the way?
Yes. Okay.
And nothing else beyond this room. There are the only thing left that you guys haven't really looked at is the doors to the stairs below.
All right. But I would like to go back to those. Pause for a little bit.
It's 6 hours.
Take a brief, short.
We're still here.
Rest.
Well, you can have your short rest. Did you want to go somewhere else to get an extended rest? Do you want to go back to town? It's up to you guys.
I'm kind of curious to see what's behind these doors, but not until I have some of my capabilities back. And not really mine so much.
Go barricade yourselves in the torture chamber again?
Yes. We will barricade ourselves in the torture chamber again.
I was about to say, we can go back to the insect place because they have those little holes that we can watch people if they come inside.
I still like barricading ourselves in the torture chamber.
I agree with the other dwarf.
And then stay the night in the torture chamber.
Alrighty.
But the ghost, the skeleton, might get the cat.
Well, obviously you guys can heal yourselves up pretty easily. The night passes much like the previous night that you guys spent in here, you know, with some strange noises and some wailing and, you know, scratching at the door, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Do I lose another healing surge after the sleep? Because I remember last time I was down a healing surge because of...
You need to give me an endurance check.
Where's my... You burned my
bed. There are some epic fail rolling going on.
Yes.
Against the giant blue slime.
Oh, yeah, you should have seen me. I was flailing around, couldn't make a 10 plus.
Oh, blue slime! Okay.
Well, actually, it's a 25. I won't be wearing my armor yet.
Okay, you gain your healing surge back. Whatever you were infected with, you think you've managed to beat it.
Kicked it.
And if anyone hears anything odd in the middle of the night, please take note.
You mean like someone wailing?
The
yeah, I heard that last time.
The scratching.
Hey, look, we're in Wailing Caverns, huh? Oh,
why don't you go out there and find out
what's
wailing?
Ironically, I never heard anything wail in the Wailing Caverns.
No, there wasn't. There was just a bunch of sleeping druids. And some stupid plants. Oh, God, I hate that dungeon. Whoever designed it needs to rot in hell. Same person who designed Morrowdon. Also needs to die.
The Sunken Temple.
Sunken Temple wasn't that bad.
All right. Well, the only place you guys haven't gone thus far is to those double doors with the stairs
extended
going
rest?
Down.
Yes.
Extended rest.
Let him go first. I don't want him behind me.
The blue slime pissed him off.
You're pretty sure that's going to stain.
It will take weeks to get this out of my scale.
While you slept, Clark did his best to wash your things. By mouth.
Clark! Don't touch my things! Don't touch me! Not today!
So there's a time of the month, Clark. You mean a time of day? When you just don't touch some people.
What are you saying? I'm irritable? I'm not irritable, I'm calm! Let's go!
Do you feel bloated?
Are you calling me fat?
He hasn't used his breath weapon today.
You're a fine one to talk, shifter! Let's leave.
Throw open the door, storm out.
I was trying to give you advice. I'll walk
And Clark
out.
Follows after him.
Storm, storm, stomp, stomp.
Maybe we should let him go first.
No kidding. Remember, don't wet the nodule.
What nodule?
That was the ooze. Yeah.
I don't think that was the ooze.
I think it was the ooze.
Because what you do is you wet
Remember.
The soap and you run like hell.
Remember, kids, don't feed the Mogwai. That is all.
Alrighty.
Don't feed the giraffes either.
Well, you go down to, I might help if I reveal some of that, huh?
She gets better reception that way.
They're empty now, aren't they? You have two bags left. Wow. They lasted till now? Damn, that's pretty good. I mean, we've been here, what, 2 hours?
I think three now.
Game started like 6:30, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's where the dinosaurs.
Alrighty. Well, you go to the bronze door, the doors. Discolored, you open the doors, and discolored stairs lead down into cold darkness. An overpowering odor of damp rot fills the air.
A dwarven tunnel! Let's go.
And it looks like the stairs go down by about 20 or 30 feet or so.
Can I push him
and open
down
up into a hallway? Open up to a hallway that is an L shape. So you can either go straight or take a or take a right. It looks like if you go straight, there's a chamber that immediately to the left there. Otherwise, you have a torch lit and it is otherwise pitch black down here.
Straight ahead? I say we follow the rampaging lizard dude.
So yes,
I've already stormed off down the left tunnel.
Alright, there left is tunnel. No left tunnel. There was a straight and a right.
Bam! Bam!
Are you making a
Starts chiseling through
this
the
is
tent.
Where there's a tunnel there, huh?
Must be a secret door.
If the bugs can do it, so
straight it is, then.
All right, so you go straight a short ways, and there is a like a short 10-foot passage that goes into a much larger room to your left, or you can keep going straight and then keep going straight, take a right, and then the hallway seems to keep going beyond that. Give me perception checks while you're standing there.
All of us are just.
Are you guys following him?
Yeah.
I am holding the torch and was storming off into the darkness.
No, my plan was to follow the storming dragon dude.
All right. The what'd you get on yours?
14.
Okay.
You're kidding me.
Well, it's walking up. If you guys beat a 10,
yes.
There's a faint glow coming from not from the chamber to your right, but. Farther down the hallway that does the little zigzag, there's like a faint blue light coming from down there.
Another ooze!
I storm off towards it. I will put an end to anything that is blue!
Alrighty.
I must avenge my honor!
That poor baby blue dragon that's sitting there playing with ice.
Stomp, stomp.
You reach up this you come to an intersection, a three-way intersection in the hall in this hall. Yes, a three-way. Woo!
hallway.
Where you can either you can either keep going straight or you can take a left down another short hallway. But right where the hallways meet in this like 10-foot square, there are these blue glowing runes and sigils that are. Inscribed on the stone.
I would like to examine them.
Explosive room.
Hey, you either need an arcana or religion check.
Gee, I can't imagine I would have either of those. That would be a 22. Either way you go.
The runes are charged with some kind of magic on them that is designed. That is designed to be triggered by contact, like if someone steps on it or touches it.
How are people going to miss?
Don't know what until
going bright blue.
You don't know what the effect is until it obviously happens.
So we back up and throw a rock.
Well,
or lizard guy.
But you're the one who makes it up to it first, I should say. Really, there's glowing runes on the floor. He's storming off. So.
You might not want to step on those. I don't know what they do exactly.
I step on them. I probably smashed them a couple times.
Boom!
There goes the dragonborn.
Yes.
You step or contact them in some way. A throat-tearing scream explodes from the floor. Low, hungry moans answer the dying scream from the north and south. Let's see. What is your... Well, I'm going to do a mighty... That's slightly better. 13 versus will.
No.
And actually... 13 versus will on you. It's everyone within 10 squares of him, so. Which is everybody, so.
Ouch.
That's a 19 versus will.
Yes.
9 versus will.
No.
11 versus
will. 11 versus will. 10 versus will. Oh, Clark. Okay, so.
The ranger goes.
Why is everyone screaming at me? You take 5 points of necrotic damage, and you're overwhelmed with terror. You immediately make a move action to run away.
I need to. It runs off into the darkness.
Can I attempt to impede her? Get in her way?
Can you cuddle her? Free action cuddle?
Why would you want to? She's the worst ranger ever. Well, she's actually done much better lately.
You're very because surprised.
Of she's apparently a dungeon ranger.
Yeah, it's, she's a spelunking right. ranger.
The horrible groaning, growling noises that followed the giant yell that I'm more concerned about her running into.
You think there might be zombies?
No, right. I think there might be some other creatures.
Great, vegetarian zombies.
And I don't want her running headlong into them.
Don't worry, I'll find a wall before I find anything else. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm hoping to.
No, exactly.
I'm hoping to be that wall so you don't go anywhere.
You're an elf, though, aren't you?
Half elf.
And you have low light vision.
It doesn't have a room down here.
Look under special senses underneath your perception.
Or look into PHB.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Low light vision.
But it's still pitch black. So I still
we got a torch.
As long,
as long as you don't run off into the dark.
The farther she gets away from the light, the harder
the thing
it
is. He was in the front with the torch, and I ran in the opposite direction.
I know, and that's why I'm hoping to get in the way. So you'll be like, pop, and run into me.
Yes, you do have low light vision.
Okay.
Until I poke you in the eyes.
Ah! And then you have no vision.
No vision.
No vision whatsoever.
We call it Three Stooge vision.
Monteron! You're so aggravating!
Monteron! No! I never loved you!
I've never actually finished either of the Baldur's Gates.
I have.
They take so damn long.
It took me overall total playing in game days in the game. It took me 297 days to finish the first game. And I know people who have done it in like 17 game days. I'm just like, how?
Speed run? You run around like an ADD child and load whenever something bad goes wrong?
Apparently.
So here's sort of a...
Which is just like every 3 steps in that game. Like, oh, look at that. Oh, he critted. My guy exploded.
I always love the critical where the torso falls and like the head and limb shoot off.
You're like, get gibbed.
Oh, that's a magic missile?
Or the flesh golems that were critically weak against fire magic, so you'd hit them with the flame, flame wand, and they'd burst into flames and they explode and chunks would fly everywhere.
On bad days, I've been tempted to run my group in AD&D just so I can kill them, easily. And you die via kobold commando, bitch.
Just run them in 4th ed. Kobold commandos are pretty scary in this one too.
Yeah,
because they're elites.
I'd rather them not know what's going on and die then. How do I hit? Well, we have to do this algorithm to figure out Sacco.
No kidding.
To hit armor class 0, it's really scary, but given enough time, I could probably remember.
I'm sort of arbitrarily putting you guys on the
I'm going to be behind.
And I'm trying to stop her from running away. So,
behind the bully.
Put her in front of me. The ranger.
There we go.
That's the ranger. Oh, that's the ranger.
That's the ranger.
Just pull me.
Yes.
Lightning bolt. Gee, I'm glad I'm not a captain.
Line frost weapons.
Hello, Evie.
I didn't call for you. It wasn't me.
Come here, Evie.
Alright, well, we do. I do need initiative from you guys.
Hi, baby doll.
Damn.
My best roll, and it'll be the last time I get something that high.
What'd you roll?
18.
Yeah, probably.
I'm within 10 squares of him, so I have. I go on a 28.
10 squares? Is it 10 squares?
When it's 10 squares away from me. Wow. So basically, if you're on the same battle map as me, you're going to get it.
What did Clark get?
20.
Belda?
19.
Ragnar?
28.
Belladonna?
9.
Rogar?
I thought I did pretty well with a 24.
Cariona?
12. Brain. Are they really zombies? Brain.
Rogar, what'd you get?
24.
And what did Clark get?
20.
What did Belda get?
I got an 18.
Right. Super zombies. They're Left 4 Dead zombies. Zombies can't run. I call zombie bullshit on that.
Zombies aren't allowed to run that fast. I'm calling zombie bullshit on that. Call it all you want, dude.
Oh, Zoe. I would replace you. I would replace Rochelle with you in a heartbeat. Stupid Rochelle.
You saw one of the expansion or one of the DLCs for Left 4 Dead 2 is going to be a map where you can have 8 players playing. 4 from the old survivors, 4 from the new survivors.
I actually celebrate every time Rochelle gets hit by something.
Yeah.
And I take a couple seconds and then go, oh, all yeah, right. I should save her.
Why? We let her die every game.
I hate Rochelle.
I'm assuming at this point, after he does his thing, we'll go straight down the line for things happening, basically. You hear this throat wrenching, you know, scream exploding from the floor, and then low hungry moans answer the dying scream from the north and south.
Which way is north and which way is south?
That's north, this is south. Yeah. North and south. So he's north, I'm south.
Hi,
good
I'm
for
north.
You.
Hi, I'm south. Pleasure to meet you. No? Okay.
You know, that mean I'm east?
Yes.
He's west.
Never eat during the week. Okay.
Southeast.
Hey, I get Florida.
Yes, so there are moans coming from this direction and that direction.
Oh, great. You get all the old people.
At a beach.
With old saggy people.
And as far as
old saggy man,
Cariona.
Hurricanes.
As far as you're concerned, Cariona, you're going to run.
As far away as possible.
Towards the groaning, low, hungry noises.
You immediately take a move action and run towards this area.
And I would like to try and get in her way.
Okay, my speed is a 6.
Face it, we're slow.
We're dwarves.
But I still have a faster initiative than she does. So I'm hoping I can play wall.
Alrighty.
Shield you ball. Are strong enough to be a wall.
I know.
So yes, we'll go ahead and go down the line. Well, Belda, you do get to go right before her, so.
I'm going to attempt to stop her from fleeing, because wherever those noises came from, it can't be good.
Good.
All right, it's strength attack versus fortitude to grab her.
Boobs.
5. Plus 10?
No, I have a 9 total.
So you miss her. She manages to get out of your way. So Cariona.
6.
Okay.
Is it just a single move or is it like a double move?
Just a single move.
Okay.
Just a single move.
Brain.
down to there.
Dude, wait up. I need stuff.
And it starts to get dark out here because the torch is right here.
Exactly.
So yeah, there are shapes there.
Which I don't care.
Start doing their thing.
Oh god, not the voices, not again.
Rawr.
Not the voices.
You see odd shapes in the darkness.
Moving shapes.
No, the voices.
It's what was it? The hunger and the darkness. Was that what it was called?
I have no idea.
The voices in the library.
Oh. The silence in the library. It's
They actually had a name for the.
They did.
I don't remember.
God, that was a good episode.
That was a good episode.
Of what?
Doctor Who.
No. Don't watch Doctor Who.
Oh, you should. It's awesome.
Anyway, it'll keep me up all night now. All right.
Oh, so you go home
way
and
to
watch
go,
it.
Nathan.
Yeah, I'll just have to go home and watch the damn thing. Oh, darn. All right, so we will basically carry Ona down to Belladonna. So she goes running by you.
Down in by you.
Brains. Okay. Yeah, the zombies really don't say brains. But.
All right.
Actually, they're vegetarian zombies. They go brains.
That's my movement.
Can you see in the dark?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Low light vision.
All right. Well, she's a bit far from the torch, which is being held by Rogar.
Right. Can I see shapes?
They're all prisoners that are attached to the walls and can't see them, and we're going to slaughter them.
You can see shapes, but everything's going to have total concealment. It's minus 5 penalty to attack roll. So minus 5 penalty to attack roll, essentially.
What is that?
It's more of the mice. You think there's catnip in them or something, right?
Okay. Well, I still take a minus 5 if I just throw one of my flame seeds on the ground right in front of me. Or can I just take a normal to hit?
It actually, no. It says target creature.
You have to target a creature with it.
It says...
Target creature.
When it strikes the ground, so I have to hit the ground.
That's lovely, but it says
right there.
It says target one creature, so you actually have to hit creature.
Okay, throw it at me.
Rather than one square.
Part of the magic that works that way.
Yeah, I can see her.
So you can hit her.
You get me.
There's a cockroach right there.
Cockroach has an AC of 35. That's one badass cockroach.
I give it food and it becomes my pet. That rums up.
We do the World of Warcraft. I love you. I'm going to eat you while you're trying to tame me.
I'll point out, these are zombies.
Brains.
They're not very limber.
Brains.
I can't hit anything when I don't have a minus 5.
So that means you will hit
it
with a minus
5. You did pretty good in the last battle. You got that lightning and you're like, boom.
No, I want to use the fire.
Okay, so you can put a light force.
Because it'll be fire.
So it's a zombie torch.
So do it.
All right.
Oh, great. As if the zombies weren't bad enough, now we have flaming zombies.
Four.
Okay.
Right next to her.
Thus.
Plus a 4. Minus 5.
A 12.
12.
Versus reflex.
That'll hit it.
Awesome.
It does.
And there's fire here and here. Yeah.
I want to do it.
Fire.
Artistic. So now they can see.
Yes, and you see there are more zombies in the back here that are just not on the map.
Yep. And any zombie that moves
in
one of those spaces,
they take damage. So they have to be slow and go all the way around.
Yes.
If they're slow.
Well, they are zombies, so they're going into the fire. But
now we can see kind of where they're at.
Yes.
Or at least
two zombies that are back, standing at this room. Now you see actually goes back a little ways, and then there's there's another passageway out of this room that goes into. That goes back into darkness. The light doesn't reach farther back there, but standing right in front of that passageway are two rather nastier-looking zombies. Although these creatures are obviously dead, they shamble forward with supernatural strength and purpose. Their bulky forms lumber with menace and ravenous hunger glints in their vacant eyes. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, and... We'll make it there.
Hopefully that stops you from
No, I run this way now. Up the stairs.
For you.
Yeah, I can make it up there.
The symbol of battle says here 1d8.
Uh-huh.
Deals damage. Has this just on a critical deals an extra 1d8? This is the normal extra damage?
That's basically if you do...
Right, my turning.
Yeah. Whatever you're doing with the turning and all that.
Zombies? Oh, well, zombies pretty much are like walking dead bodies.
If you roll on that nat 20, you add another.
I don't know about special zombies, though.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the zombies in 4th Ed. You have to understand, for 4th Ed, I am only a player. I have no GM knowledge, I have no monster knowledge, nor do I care to.
Nothing is immune to critical hits in 4th edition.
Well, no, I know that. No, she was asking if zombies had high willpower in this game. I'm like, oh, no. They were easy to just absolutely just decimate in the old edition. Who knows?
Is it zombie, Tyrannosaur, or
so I'm assuming zombies don't have a very high reflex.
Well, yeah, you hit him with a 12 for crying out loud.
Use reflex!
So that's its move. It has to charge at this point, which it does.
Brain.
Well, at least you're playing carry on a right.
Brain.
You hear squeaking in the background.
No kidding.
We hear a squeak and then a crunch.
That'll be fine. We're moving forward.
Probably a 12 versus AC is not going to hit you.
No. He looked a lot nastier than that.
Yeah, it's not going to... It's going to sort of go...
Get out of my way.
Fire burn.
And we're to the top with Ragnar. You hear the sounds of scuffling and combat back there.
And do I hear sounds coming from the direction ahead of us?
There's sounds coming from that direction.
From in front and behind.
They came from behind.
They came from the dark.
What do we do with it?
I'm going to hold my action.
He holds himself.
It takes both hands, too.
I sense perversion behind me.
Hey, you stated it. I just expanded upon it.
All right. So you're holding your action, essentially. Right? You said?
Mm-hmm.
Rogar!
I'm waiting for Rogar because I don't know what to do. I'm looking at Rogar going, forward or back?
These were strong magnets.
Go save them.
They could attract each other.
I'm sure the ranger wouldn't be able to find her way out of this dungeon even if she had a map.
Wait, we do have a map.
Holy crap!
Holy crap, zombies! So you go after Rogar.
I go, yeah, on Rogar's go movement, which is a 20.
You go right after Rogar at this point. So.
Yeah.
So you're like, doo doo doo, zombies! There's zombie going, brain.
There we go.
Crossbow. For you, Ethan. After our extended rest, we didn't get an action point back, did we?
After extended rest, everyone's action point resets to one. So.
Yeah. Like, okay. Carefully load the crossbow that I'm, stupid with and
shoot the druid in the back.
No, I try to shoot the zombie that's like.
It's right between the ears.
She was infected, I right. swear.
Which, you're shooting this one? Shooting at
no,
this one?
No, that one's in melee combat. I'm going to shoot. Like, the one that's, like, going out of the fire, I see it quite well.
Well, he's the only one who can be stupid enough to go through the fire, though.
17?
Maybe.
Blah! You whack! Fall. Falls into the fire and dies. Clark's with you, man.
I know. So, we're staying here waiting for them to be done.
Clark.
They take so long. There's been at it a whole 6 seconds.
He's cleaning you.
There's some really scary looking zombies.
Quit whining. Take the cleric.
He starts shining your boots.
I'll be there as soon as I can.
These guys look big and ugly.
Keep working. All right.
It's like thick all over again.
Alrighty.
Only without the British accent talking to him.
Yes, Master.
Yes. I'm actually very interested in going back to that game.
So am I.
So are our listeners.
I can't wait for you guys to have to deal with stupid students who get themselves into weird ass shit. And because most of the party's good, they'll go, oh. unlike the college where you guys came from, what? The students are dying? Good. Morons. We don't want to have any dumbass graduates.
Yeah. If we have a little bit of time after we're done with the game tonight, I'd like to see that I get everybody's characters out for my D&D game. We need to make some minor changes.
Fire, bad.
No, they're zombies. They're afraid of fire.
Are there any
This zombie is trying to smack you around the corner there.
Dude, it can even reach me. I would have thought
this
it would
is it reaching
hit
you.
The wall.
This is it reaching you around the corner.
I'm killing that one next.
How dare you touch
fire
it?
For you.
We're just zombies trying to live in peace. We're just looking for a home.
Are there any more zombies moving up from the back?
You don't see them.
Well, I know.
You don't
asking.
See anything.
You hear moaning and whatnot coming from that direction.
What size is the wolf?
What size is the wolf?
The dog.
It's a medium.
So I can occupy the same square?
No.
You could all suck.
You could jump on its back, but you might break its back.
All right.
By the way, in Civ 4, I'm still wanting to implement a mod to ride battle cows.
Three,
because
four,
whenever
five,
I...
And I'm going to double move to here.
And I think it's only enemies.
Yeah, it's only enemies.
You guys can move through the fire. The fire doesn't hurt you.
The fire's nope. going to disappear soon anyway.
The zombies are fire bad!
And then I'm going to turn undead.
Is that
what
my reaction?
What do you turn them into?
No, I'm going to burn my action points to do it.
Oh.
Turn into fluffy bunnies.
You're going to turn them into piles of ash on the ground.
That's my
the
hope.
Holy might.
Oh. I hold up the symbol of battle.
I like zombies.
And if they burst,
burst two.
Your prayer is important to us.
So that's going
to
get every all of them. That's good. Okay.
Your prayer will be answered in which in the order that we'll do. Received.
And it is a plus. Where's my dice?
And it's versus will, right?
Yes.
Okay, so make your... You need to roll an attack on each one separately.
Okay, 15 versus will.
Hit. Do the other big guy.
20 versus will.
Hit. Minion.
9.
Miss.
It's because fire on him.
Less.
Miss.
Natural 20.
Splatter.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming. I know. I think it does damage anyway. So
it does damage.
Yes, this guy dies a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
And if it misses, it's half damage.
Okay.
So
these guys are gonna die anyway.
Uh-huh.
Minions. Wait, I thought you actually had to hit minions to be able to kill them.
But
you're right.
I don't care.
The power
now, they're zombies. They're, yeah.
Well, that's only on elites.
On minions, missed attacks never damage minions, but I really don't care at this point.
Okay.
So.
Then I need to figure out.
I took him off the map. I'm fine with that.
Way too much effort to put him back on.
Yeah, it really does.
10.
So then you roll damage once.
Not with my holy symbol.
Well, I know. You only roll one set of damage and it applies to both.
Nice.
That is 17 damage and they are pushed back 3 squares.
Hold on.
Wait, 6 squares. 3 plus my charisma modifier.
Boom!
All right. It is how much damage?
17.
17.
To quote Worms, knock him off map.
No.
Dude, I have to find that game again.
Is that sacred damage?
It which copy? Is divine.
Yeah, in general.
Worms.
All right.
Are they weak against that?
Huh? Huh?
2 is the best.
No, that does. No.
Okay.
Not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to add my wisdom modifier in, so it's extra 5 points of damage on top of that.
Okay, they're bloodied then.
They're bleeding from holy energy.
Their eyes are bleeding.
They're bloodied zombies. And you pushed them back 3 squares?
6.
So a total of 6.
So 6 squares. Okay.
3 plus my charisma.
You can borrow it.
Cariona. They're like... I think they're... Doesn't that immobilize them too?
Damage, pushed back. The target is immobilized until the end of my next turn.
Right.
Right, well, I remark one and shoot it.
So they're
with a cautious attack.
They're stuck. They're just stuck where they're at right now.
Just don't be too overly cautious.
No, it's more like I was panicking.
Oh my god!
Thunk.
Whang! I'm sure even with the, like, immobilized and everything.
Mrs. Horde.
I have been waiting so long to use my area of attack.
Like, undead, finally! Alright, so you make a very careful attack, almost too careful.
Almost too careful.
It's their turn in their space, and they go...
The light burns like hygiene.
The light, our eyes, the light is too bright for our...
The light is too much for our huge underdeveloped subterranean eyes.
Honor should know that.
I don't speak your crazy moon language.
Magnets.
They are awesome. What other multiplayer games do you have on Steam other than Left 4 Dead?
On my laptop, not a lot. On my desktop, I've got a few. I've got a bunch of the Total War stuff because they were like...
$5?
It was a mega sale. I got even all the way up to Empire Total War for $20.
Boink. Oh, hell yeah!
You missed one!
This one goes...
It's also Civilization.
Yeah, but
you can
I don't
do Alien vs. Predator.
Yeah, but
Rogar,
we're having problems with the dedicated server.
Did you not go?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Belladonna.
Before
the zombie
like,
comes around the corner,
servers, and it's like now okay, when people look for
now the zombie come around the corner and it is Rogar's turn.
Servers, and there never going to be enough people in a game. And I'm like, I don't like playing dedicated servers with three people.
Rogar.
Rogar.
You missed one.
I'm sure we missed
Take
more than
one. Take care of it on your own.
I will command myself to strike.
Swing! 17. Against the big guy, 17. Where is his AC? Will hit him. No, 16, I'm sorry. That will still hit him. That will be 14. No. Good lord, 11. 11. Oh, my brain hurts.
Failing.
You smack him a good one, but he's still up.
Do I have to deal with everything myself?
Apparently do. Ragnar.
I will reload the crossbow. Pointy end out.
Katonka.
16.
That will hit. I'm assuming you're shooting at one of these guys.
Yeah, I don't know how much damage the crossbow does. Is it D8 or D10?
D1.
It's a light crossbow.
It's a D8, I think.
It's what we found on all those guys.
Oh, right.
The light crossbows.
Oh, well, let's find out. If I can go to where I need to go. Oh, God damn it.
I hate you, Adobe.
I discovered Netflix has mall rats on Watch It Now.
You guys got yourself a Netflix account?
Oh, we've had it for a while.
Yeah, the cool thing is it's gotten to the point where I watch more on that Watch It Now than than we get from the movies. It's almost to the point where I'm thinking we could drop it down to the one movie at $8.99 and just get one movie in the mail, and we can watch as much as we want.
Okay, I
bet you. We may actually look into doing that.
It is it's a hand crossbow.
Okay.
So it's a D6.
I thought they were light crossbows.
No, it's hand crossbows and then regular crossbows. So light crossbow is a hand crossbow.
The regular crossbow is the D8. Is that... Yeah.
Correct.
It just says crossbow on my sheet.
Well, if it's just a crossbow, then it's the
D8. D8?
Shoot him in the face.
I shoot him in the groin because I'm that vindictive.
Dick. Dude. Literally.
He's dead.
5 points of damage.
5 points. Still up.
I just want to make sure he doesn't actually attempt to use it ever again.
Well,
I don't think that was anywhere near the top of his list.
There are two women standing here. Well, three women standing here.
Clark's turn. No, he misses.
Clark's like, maybe.
Unless it's a 13 hits him.
It hits his reflex.
I like this holy symbol.
He wanted to call and say hi because he was...
Can I stay feared away from the glowing symbol?
Kicked off his computer. Not his grandson.
You haven't seen him cross them yet.
No, I mean, am I still afraid of
Yeah. Yes, you are. And
after his grandson went to bed.
He just, Clark jumped on them and said, it triggers again.
I promise I'll be awake for a super long period of time. Horace, that is not your foot.
He says, put the toe.
I'm only going to hit you and the two of you.
Hi, buddy. Don't touch.
7 versus Will. 19 versus Will on Clark. And 16 versus Will on you, Rogar.
That will just hit my Will.
Alright. Well, you're both going to take 5 points of necrotic damage.
Owie.
And you're terrified! And, yes, you are now affected with terror, causing you to immediately make a move action towards this area.
Well, let's go see what they're doing.
On your two. On your turn. No. On your action. So,
so for Clark...
Mm-hmm. Immediately makes a basically you run towards it with a move speed plus 2 squares. So,
all right. So Clark moves now.
Does he trigger? Does he still have a move? Does he have a move action left?
Well, he was here when he threw it. So yes. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Give it. What? Why is there a brown trail?
Yeah.
Ew.
And he ran right over the two of you guys.
I'm never going to get the stains out.
It's better than the blue.
At this point...
At least this matches your armor.
No, it doesn't.
It will when we're done in here.
In case you haven't noticed, my armor is caked in dried blood, which is red. This is...
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition Night of Dissolution, a Tolus adventure featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com.
Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.